This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Autistic Syndrome Information and Technology Channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Paul Loudon, a 31-year-old man diagnosed with autism at the age of 23 who has been selected by Google to help explore potential uses for Google Glass. Paul, certainly a privilege to have you part of eHealth Radio this morning.
Glad to be here.
And you're more than welcome. Great to have you. So, first of all, for those who might be in the dark on the technology of Google Glass, tell us a little more about this technology, Google Glass.
Google Glass is a computer that you wear on your head like a pair of glasses. So it fits in front of your face with the view a little up and to the right, kind of like the rear view mirror in the car, out of the way, but easy to spot. And you can use voice controls to have it do many things that your phone could do. So look things up, take pictures, get directions, send messages, make phone calls, pretty much anything you might want to do on quick notice.
Yes, I personally have been taking a look at Google Glass, and of course CNN has been broadcasting a lot of late on that technology. But tell me, out of curiosity, how did you get chosen as an explorer for Google Glass?
Well, Google, back in June, a little before June of last year, they ran a online program called If I Had Glass, where they asked you to write a short answer to what you would do if you had access to Google Glass. And I told of my experience on the autism spectrum and my radio show Understanding Autism and how I felt that if I had glass, I could look at ways that could help those of us on the spectrum, as well as I could talk with therapists, parents, people I know, and see what uses they felt could be found for it in dealing with the challenges that present someone on the autism spectrum or dealing with the autism spectrum.
And how has the glass helped you so far?
Well, one of the big things that it's helped me with is that I have pretty severe challenges with sort of self-management skills, keeping track of things. I'll remember or have the idea, it's important that I do this, and then very quickly lose it. And then when I look back on it later, I won't be able to tell how important it was or whether, or even I'll just forget it completely. And so having Glass, a lot of the features in it can sort of be used as personal assistant features where it can keep track of and easily remind you of stuff on your calendar. You can easily input things into it to be reminded of later. And so it helps with sort of the lack of attention that I have, that maybe when I'm out doing something, I say, oh, I suddenly realize it's really important that I do something, and then I lose it 2 or 3 minutes later. Because of the nature of Glass, that it doesn't require me to stop doing what I'm doing to put things in. I don't have to dig a phone out of my pocket and stare at a screen and tap at it or anything. I can just say, remind me at 4 p.m. to do this, or remind me when I get home to do this, that it really helps me with my self-management skills. And it sort of helps reinforce them too, because, it's not like I have a real personal assistant who's sitting here going, okay, now you need to remember to take out the trash. It's I remember that I need to take out the trash and create an environment. So it sort of helps me be proactive in my own life and take a little more control. And it reinforces the areas where I'm weak, but allows me to use my own judgment to create this. So it sort of helps me a lot there. And it's also just sort of a confidence thing that a lot of people high functioning on the autism spectrum, you go out in the world and, it can be hard to feel confident at times because, you've just got all these challenges. And having the device there that can help you with various things, and that I think this is going to grow as more apps are available for it, it gives you the reinforcement that it's always there and it's always present, and you can use it to, if something happens, you can make a call to someone easily if something's going on, and it just sort of reinforces day-to-day life.
Today we are with Paul Loudon, diagnosed with autism at the age of 23, who has been selected by Google to help explore potential uses for Google Glass here on eHealth Radio's Autistic Syndrome Information and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Paul, what other uses can you see for it in relation to autism?
Well, I think that it's also going to be really helpful to therapists and parents, because one of the features it has is it's got a camera built in, and you can do live video chat. So a therapist may want to record a session with someone on the spectrum and have the parents be able to watch in. But having a camera on a tripod in the room or a handheld camera can be distracting. Having the parents in the room can be distracting. But when it's mostly hidden in the frame of your glasses, well, not really hidden, but, you know, just sort of less conspicuous, and still offering live video chat, parents can be involved and can even have two-way communication, because as a speaker in it that would allow the therapist to hear what parents say to them and hear what the therapist is saying, or parents can share experiences. Again, you know, maybe they're at home and their child's doing something. They might be able to contact a therapist or specialist and say, hey, I'm a little concerned about this behavior. Could you look at what I'm seeing and see if you have any thoughts? So it gives this sort of ability to instantly share information, photos, video, live events that could really allow different kinds of interactions and more subtle interactions to be observed without the distraction of cameras as they are now.
And lastly, do you see potential to help those with other disabilities?
I think that when Glass is available to the public later this year and people can write apps for it, that there is going to be an explosion of accessibility apps. I mean, I don't have a lot of expertise with other disabilities, but I've always already seen that since it has a microphone, a processor, it's got a computer built, it is a computer, that, for example, deaf people could have live transliteration of what's being heard so that they could get text-to-speech, or could go to movies with their friends that don't necessarily have subtitles, but they could download subtitles on Glass and view them while watching the movie. Things like that I think it really just having a computer that you wear and can be present with you at all times and has video input, video output, audio input, audio output, gives the potential to take all of the accessibility apps that we've developed for to allow people to use computers already and expand them to allow people to use supermarkets or bank tellers or all these situations where it's dealing with live people and more challenging. A computer can help bridge that gap.
If you would, Paul, where can our listeners be in touch and get more information?
You can get in contact with me at facebook.com/understandingautismradio, where you can find episodes of our show and give us feedback or ideas for things you'd like to hear us talk about.
And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip on today's topic?
I think that I just want to tell people that always remember that it is a bridge that is being built between those of us on the spectrum and those of you who aren't. And Glass can help us, but it really helps when people on both sides are working towards the same goal.
Paul, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here this morning, and we all here at eHealth Radio wish you the very best.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Paul Loudon, diagnosed with autism at the age of 23, who has been selected by Google to help explore potential uses for Google Glass. And for contact and information, it's facebook.com/understandingautismradio. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Autistic Syndrome Information and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.